Mishra says on the top of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, Omer B'Shua, Shemati Shasiris Chaylitz Chotzen L'Ishtai. I heard that the Siris could be Chaylitz and he could be Chaylitz for his wife. V'Asiris Lochaylitz V'Lochotzen L'Ishtai. And I also heard that the Siris cannot be Chaylitz and he can't be Chaylitz for his wife. V'Ein Li L'Farish, but I don't have Pshat. I don't know what the Pshat in the statement is, that sometimes the Siris could be Chaylitz, sometimes he can't be Chaylitz. So basically, B'Shua is saying, I heard this cryptic statement that sometimes the Siris could do Chaylitz, sometimes he can't, but I don't know what the Pshat in that statement is. And then the Mishra goes on to explain, different time, I'm going to explain what they think Rabbi Shua heard. But this is an interesting lashon, we don't find this often, that a Tana says, I heard something, but I don't know pshat on what I heard. So halo davarhu, what's the pshat, what is the beer in this interesting lashon that Rabbi Shua says? And the truth is, this is not the only time this appears in Shas, but Rabbi Kiveg over here in Gilgal Shas is mitzayin to Psachim, Sadivav, and Bez, and we find the exact same type of lashon over there, legabi, a different inyan. The Mishnah says, talking about Tmura by a carbon Pesach, it says, I'm Rabbi Shua Shamati, I heard Shetumura's Pesach Kreva. I heard that a Tumas Pesach is Karev, but Tumas Pesach ain't a Karev, and I also heard that it's not Karev. In other words, sometimes Tumas Pesach is Kreva, sometimes it's not, V'ein Lila Farish, and the same thing, and I don't know Pshat in the statement that I heard. And again, the Mishnah goes on to explain, I remember Kiva, any of Farish, I'll explain it, but once again, we find Rabbi Shua saying this cryptic statement that I heard something, but I don't know Pshat in what I heard. And what's a Pshat? The Dafka Rabbi Shua keeps on hearing these things, and he doesn't know Pshat in what he heard. And I once heard a beautiful Hasber, B'Shem Ramir Simcha, the Sameach, I heard this in his name, I haven't found it anywhere in his Sfarim, but I did find the same Hesber pretty much from Reuven Margolius in the Nitzitzi R, and it's in Arla, Perek Av Mishnah Zayin, he says the same Hesber, and he brings other Marmikamis as well, that basically they say like this, I'll pee the Yerushalmi in the first Perek of Yevamis, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shua's mother, when he was a baby, she would take his crib, she would be Notalsis Arisasa Umachnisasa Le Beis HaMadosh, she would put it into the Beis HaMadosh, Kideshi Stapku Aznab Divrei Torah. So Rabbi Shua's mother would take his crib, she would bring it to the Beis HaMadosh and leave him there, so he should hear words of Divrei Torah, even though he didn't understand at such a young age, he was a little baby, he didn't know what's going on, but there's a certain Torah and Kedusha that comes from being in a Malkum Torah and hearing the words of the Divrei Torah. And Rav says in Avos, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, and the Mishnah says about Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shimon Chananya, Ashri Yoladotai, praises the one who gave birth to him. So what's so great about his mother? So he brings this to Yerushalmi, he says that being that his mother was the one who brought him to the Beis Medrash, you should hear Divrei Torah, that's Yoladotai, and she was praised for what she did. That's what eventually produced a Rabbi Shua. So Al-Kabadim, we find that he was in the Beis Medrash as a young baby, sitting there hearing Divrei Torah, not really knowing what's going on. So the Zacharim might say that could be pshat over here in this lashon of Rabbi Shua when he kept on hearing things shamati, but I don't know what I heard. So this is a shirayim from those days when he was a baby in the Beis Medrash. He heard the Vritar and he heard. He remembered even when he was older. He remembered hearing something epish. Asris chaylitz chotzen l'ishtoi. This is this was not chaylitz chotzen l'ishtoi. He heard this statement, but he was a little baby. He couldn't remember what exactly the beer is. So he said over the statement. He says I don't know pshat. Rekiva came and he was mefires. The same thing with Rabbi Tumeres Pesach. He heard. He remembered hearing something about Tumeres Pesach is karev. Sometimes it's not karev, but being that he was a baby, he didn't remember pshat. And that's how we find this Lashon Dafka by Rabbi Shua. These are the things that he remembered from his childhood, from when he was a baby in the Beis Medrash, and therefore he wasn't able to be mefarish. And we see the hashpah, the malik hashpah that it has to be brought to the Beis Medrash, even at a young age, to hear the Divrei Torah. That was the godless of the mother of Rabbi Shua. Ashri a lot of time, through that she was zeichet to have a son like Rabbi Shua.